a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know, sometimes we do public service announcements.
Yeah.
It's just putting it out there to make us all better people.
Okay, yeah.
Because your social awareness may be at zero and mine's at 100.
Mm.
Neither of those are good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to be somewhere in the middle.
Of course.
Well, what I will say is, and this may put me in a bit of a category that's maybe not as cool as what you see me. Okay?
I don't know how that's possible.
I know. But just say if I want some boiling water, you know, to make, a cup of tea. Okay?
Yeah.
I was going to say mulled wine or something, but no, fine. Well, all right.
That's a lot of effort.
I know.
Who's mulling wine? Not this late in winter.
Nah, surely not. I know we missed the boat. I was planning on it. Anyway, if I say to you, hey, can you pop the kettle on for me?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you just take me through the steps? So we live together. We're roommates. It's like perfect strangers type of situation.
Yeah, sure.
I'm bulky and you're the other guy.
I've got notes on my food in the fridge.
Yeah, right.
So, okay, so you say pop the kettle on for
you. Hey, Tom, do you mind popping the kettle on for me?
I go to the kettle and I look at the little window and see if there's enough water. If there's enough water, I just flick the thing. If there's not, I open the lid, pour some water from the tap, put the lid back on, put it on the stand and flick the button.
Your social awareness is right where it needs to be.
Good.
On the bell curve.
Okay.
Grade A, quality guy.
Ah.
That's you, right? Do you know what absolute psychopaths do?
What?
They just flick it on.
Oh, no, you can't flick a kettle on without checking whether there's... That's a great way to break a kettle.
Yeah. But also, why would I want a mill of boiling water? No.
Like half a mug.
So if I'm asking you to put the kettle on, what I require from that action, what the ultimate goal is enough water that is boiled to make a drink, okay? So if you are just the type of person that walks past a kettle and your brain is telling you, oh, no, they just want me to turn it on. No, what I should say is that question of asking you to put the kettle on has a secret request underneath that question, and that's make sure there's enough goddamn water
check
in
the
there.
Water. I feel like this may be sort of a bit of a situation that may have occurred in
that's,
the.
I don't know what you're
Tomasca's
saying.
Household in the
know.
Last.
I'm not aware of what you're saying. I'm just saying some people live like they're beautiful Jim Henson Muppets,
okay.
And the world is just. The world's just a place of beauty and things are right all the time, whereas I am always expecting the worst, and that's why I lift up the kettle, assuming there's no water in there, before I hit the goddamn switch. And that's what we can all learn this morning.
Okay.
Okay?
Take that with you to work.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break
my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't. Fun fact. That's right, every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
I liked the different vibe.
Thanks,
today.
Mate. Yeah, no, I've got to change it up. Got to sort of, if I'm not entertaining anyone else, I at least need to be entertaining myself.
That's good.
And that's sort
I
of,
feel entertained.
That's how good.
Hmm.
Sort of how some of the vibe I bring to the show. I don't care if nobody else likes it.
Oh, we know.
So did you know that humans grow around 2 inches taller when they go to space?
Oh, yeah, everything gets stretched out.
Yeah, your
that
bones
makes sense.
And your joints and stuff. According to a 2022 study, drinking 1 to 4 cups of coffee a day can decrease your chances of an early death by 30%. So we are fine.
Yeah, but what's the other side of that coin? You know?
You talk about the anxiety?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Touché. Or should I say Pouché? Stanford University has developed an AI toilet that can diagnose health problems by taking pictures of your...
Ah.
Your number two.
And sending them to whoever you like, or?
Direct upload, share to Facebook.
Yeah.
What about this one? Seals. Another reason to love seals.
Mm.
They're not only smelly and slimy, and this may be actually why, they give each other personal space. very respectful of each
other. I love
other's.
That. I love that. Like bless that them.
There's a gene associated specifically with liking cheese. So if you like cheese, you share that gene.
Oh, my God.
In 1907, this is great, I'm on board with this. I mean, they back in the day, mate, they knew.
Yeah?
They just knew.
Did right? they?
An American magazine suggested that drinking beer was a good anti-aging tonic.
Mm. And that was right next to the ads for certain pills that mums could take to keep them skinny and going all day.
Those hysterical women.
I would definitely be one.
Your hands are heavier than you think they are.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're asleep, maybe, should we, how do we test that?
I don't know. I could put them on a scale.
Yeah.
Chop them off, put them on a scale, see what happens. Parmigiano Reggiano makers, which is a cheese, are putting edible microchips the size of a grain of sand into their 90-pound cheese wheels to combat counterfeiters.
I don't like that. What do you mean?
So they've got trackers.
They'll scan me afterwards and be like, oh, she ate the real deal.
Yeah, no, I think they just scan the cheese.
Oh, okay. I was like, am I eating that?
But yeah, you are.
But I don't like
it dissolves inside you. It's
fine.
I'm
sure it does.
All right, let's wrap it up with crocodiles. Crocodiles are better than humans at sensing how distressed human babies are from their cries.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
See?
It's on a sliding scale of, like, deliciousness, though, to the crocodiles, of course. That's Fun Fact Friday for this week, gang. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. On Thursday, doesn't. Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Keyless entry. Beep, beep. Something that is normalised for vehicles.
Yeah.
Not my vehicle and not your vehicle either.
What do you mean?
I don't have it in my car.
You don't have keyless entry.
Oh, no, yeah, I do. No, you're right. I do, but I still have to press. I still have to press the unlock button.
Oh, you mean like
I don't have the one that you just walk in next to it and it goes. And
yeah,
it just
and you
opens.
Just use your hand to open. Yeah.
Do you have that on your?
No,
car?
No, I don't. No, my mum's car has that.
But that's what you're wanting for a house.
Yeah, essentially, I want keyless entry of some sort to get into my house because quite often, particularly with the girls, like I'm carrying school bags and bloody, you know, shopping and all sorts, and my hands are full, and I'm trying to shepherd them in. If I could not have to rustle around in my pockets and find my key to get in the house, that would be amazing. But I don't, like, I've long thought it would be cool, but I don't know if it actually exists. So we've gone to the phones, 52232955. Sue's in Mount Dunedin. Morning, Sue.
Good morning, guys.
Now, do you know, is it possible to get keyless entry for your home or do you have it?
Well, I've seen the ones with the thumb entry in it, but they lock every time you come in and out. But isn't there a thing where you connect your phone to Google or Siri and go, Google, unlock my front door?
Oh!
Yeah, so I think this is, you can get your house can be like a smart home.
Right.
With Google accessories and stuff.
But you're not wanting to spend that much money.
Well,
you just want the front door.
I'm just not smart enough to set it up, to be honest with you. Okay, all right. So that might be an option. I'll look into the Google. I'll Google the Google.
Yeah, you should do. Yeah. Beth in Grovedale, keyless entry for a home. Do you know anything about this topic?
Yeah. So with the front door, you can get a keypad.
Okay.
You can unlock it with the keypad. But you can get as well, if you've got like the smart home thing, but you can get now just modules for each thing that you want to work with. So you don't have to have the whole house wired.
Oh.
So it's not as expensive.
Yeah.
So
cool.
You can do it like for your garage. So as you're like driving up home, you can have your garage open and like, you know, have your lights on if you want to. Like, yeah. So. It's not as expensive as it used to be to be able to do that, but there are definitely options.
Amazing.
That is very cool.
How do you know this, Beth?
Yeah. We built a house not long ago and we're looking into it. We just haven't got our butt into gear to put it all in the house.
Right.
You are very relatable, Beth. Is what I will say. You're a relatable human.
Hang on the line. I've got more questions that I feel like this is not the forum for that. Let's go to Michelle from Lawn with young Aloysius in the car as well. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, tell us, keyless entry to the house. Have you got it? Do you know how to do it?
Yeah, we've got it. Now, I don't know how to do it because I'm not an electrician, but I would go the hard wire and the pin option. Those ones with the external devices are a nightmare.
Okay.
I've used them before and they're horrid. I would spend the money, do it once, and you'll be very happy.
Wow.
Right, so...
And I can hook you up with an electrician if needed.
Hey, all right.
Just for, like, a friendship or for the actual... We just want to make sure Tom's getting what he needs, you know.
Well, he's a bloke, so yeah. I would say you get the work done, he's reliable, and he rocks up on time.
Brilliant.
So.
You love it.
Brilliant.
Love
Are you married to him by any chance?
No, but he is related to me.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So you reckon the PIN code option is the way to go?
Yep, safe, and yep, we haven't had any problems.
How many digits have you gone with, can I ask?
About 8 digits.
8, oh. Right. And what are they there, yep. Michelle? Can you just run us
through? Don't, Michelle.
It's not a pet's name.
Okay, I thought your mother's maiden name. All right, yeah. That's brilliant. Okay, it's possible.
You can't remember 8 numbers.
No,
sorry,
absolutely
we're
not.
Gonna be, it's, Carlia and I will be the ones that suffer for this keyless
yeah,
entry.
So instead of being having to rustle around for my keys, I'm going to have to rustle around for my phone to call one of you two
yeah,
to be like, what's the code again? Goddamn.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.